This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's got that look out there today. It's got that look. It's not supposed to rain. It's kind of got that look, doesn't it?
It's more. It has that look more than it did, more now than it did 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. And I really, really don't want it to rain today because last week it was raining and I did not Thursday mow. And then I was out of town for the weekend. And instead of mowing on Monday or Tuesday, which I guess we had some rain, but I could have mowed on Monday. I've let it go. So I got a 2-week growth Thursday mow. I'm really wanting to do the Thursday mow thing today.
Have you thought of waxing?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You meant grass. I thought there was something.
He's talking about landscaping, not manscaping.
Thank you, Kang. I appreciate that. I thought letting it go for 2 weeks and just didn't know. Here's the other thing. Boy playing baseball tonight?
No.
Oh, you got away with it.
Yeah. All good.
Did you play last night?
No.
Wow, a cold night?
Yeah. Yeah, typically if it's a terrible day, we got a baseball game. So now they play Tuesday. They play Saturday now. So.
I think you maybe. I don't want to jinx anything for you.
Well, we may have good weather for a baseball game.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead, but.
My count was 6 good weather games out of 37 now.
Yeah, I'll finish on a high note.
How about just good weather for us people in Michigan?
I guess it's supposed to be nicer next week, but we've been...
Oh, what's that, next week?
Yeah. Next week is scheduled indeed for next week.
I mean, this is so bad.
Yep.
It's just pathetic. It ruins everything. Come on.
I mean, obviously, this is way better than the dead of winter, and we could bundle up if we so choose. I mean, it's not like that cold out, but it's just gray.
It's just the grayness.
It's just a constant grayness.
Yes. I feel depressed, man.
Tigers played yesterday afternoon. We'll get to that in a minute. Anything exciting last night in the Gator household? Wednesday night?
No, not really. I mean, I was doing some cleanings. Did some laundry, Doug. Thank you.
All right. Laundry.
Thank you very much.
I did some laundry.
Yeah, did some laundry. Yeah. Thought about folding shirts and then said, no.
So you just washed?
I washed
or are you
and dried.
Dried? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so wait, what did you do? Did you just throw them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. When it comes to folding, I am the worst. I just put it off like nobody's business. I set them on either like on a chair, neatly on a chair, like drape them on top of each other so they're all in the same kind of direction there. And I get to it when I get to it. If I get to it, it's a lot of t-shirts, right?
Okay, so you don't leave them permanently on a chair instead of using like a dresser or drawers.
What do you mean
or-
permanently?
Is
no,
there
not permanently.
Is this a chair? Like, where's the chair?
Well, what there's room? A couple different places where shirts can accumulate.
Is there an like, elliptical or exercise bike you use?
There's a treadmill.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Those are good for hanging things.
That's a great
things.
Spot
yes.
to drape the shirts across.
Yep.
There is a chair next to my bed, like a nice easy chair type chair. That's where a lot of things go.
So at any given time,
And maybe someone, sometimes it, they go into the closet. I have a walk-in closet that has like a dresser island type thing that I kind of drape them on top of there too.
So at any given time, if somebody walks into your bedroom, there could be a stack of t-shirts just laid out on top of a chair and on top of the island.
Oh yeah.
Dresser.
There's a lot of mess in my room on any given day. And then there comes that glorious day where I get inspired and start cleaning. And it looks fantastic for about 2 days, and then I get to that same.
How often does said glorious day come along?
I mean, it's like once a week or so.
Okay.
Or so.
When's the next Haley's Comet, Doug?
Just think about stuff that wouldn't fly in my house.
Yeah, well,
think about folding laundry. Laundry.
I only have myself to complain to.
That's true.
But the dog is giving me some judgment lately. So
just looking at your side eye.
Yeah, she's like, "When are you gonna do?
When are you gonna do this?
You know, I can't sit on that chair if you're gonna put the shirts on there, let alone your jeans."
Sometimes I wonder if you and I are even of the same species. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so Tigers win again. I gotta tell you, this is so much stinking fun. Because when you watch them play, you like, okay, they're winning because they're a better baseball team. Like they, right. They just.
How is it that this team actually won the game?
Well, they're a better baseball team than you are. And they won on a day where obviously Jackson Jobe, I mean, we don't know what's brewing there, but the bullpen got the job done. And Canely was just fantastic. And they had some clutch hits.
Clutch defense too. I mean, you get that. You get the pop up. I mean, Canely with the pop up, with two on second and third, nobody out. I mean, that's a play. What they've been able to do.
We're not going to do San Francisco radio here, but with runners on second and third and one out, Bob Melvin was determined to have Christian Kloss bunt. Like I could see trying to get him with a squeeze bunt once, but then he came back and had him bunt again. They had runners on second and third. And after the first bunt failed, he went back to it again. Are you trying to move the runners over to fourth and fifth base? Like, what are you trying to accomplish there?
Throwing chaos. I don't know, man. I mean, it's if you're trying to get an AJ Hinch team to all of a sudden lose their fundamental skills, good luck with that. I mean, because I think that's probably what you're trying. You're trying to obviously score the run. Maybe create a little chaos. Maybe the ball gets thrown around because you're rushing things. But to do that to a team that is as good as the Tigers, it's not likely. It's not wise.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a very weird play.
Giants were flustered all series long.
Yep,
they were. They let the umpires get into their heads and under their skin, and it affected them. In certain degrees, the Tigers just kept doing what the Tigers do: plug along. Hey, it's not working. All right, it's all right, guys. Next inning, not working. It's all right, guys. Next inning, next inning, and the next inning happens, and first thing you get an error, and then everybody starts rediscovering how great it is to be a Tiger when you have a chance to win a game. And Colt Keith delivers. Justin Henry Molloy delivers again.
Yep.
It's just it's so much stinking fun to watch this team. 37-20 now, back on top in the percentages with the best record in baseball by a very slim margin, but the 649 over 648 win percentage works. This is a really good baseball team. Clearly, Jackson Jobe didn't have his best stuff yesterday. His team picked him up, right? He wasn't awful, but he was getting hit. And then didn't have the greatest control, but his team came up with some big defensive plays when they needed to, limited the damage to three runs, and then took care of business. They just got the job done. And you know, Brebbia comes in for one at bat, gets the guy, and I couldn't have been happier because I'm not a big John Brebbia fan. I don't think he's particularly good. And when I'm talking about replacing guys in a bullpen or finding guys at the trade deadline, he's like the first guy I'm thinking of. But good for him getting that job done. He can take pride in knowing he was part of the reason this team won the game. And that's what this team is about. Every single player on this roster has a spot, has a reason for why they're there.
well, correct me if I'm wrong. Was Brebbia the one that got, he got touched up for the catcher? Yeah, it was catcher's interference and then a bloop. So he did get the one out and he came back next inning and it was a catcher's interference in the bloop single. And I'm like, I'm not a Brebbia guy, but that wasn't really his fault. No, so, no. All right. As I said, during the crosstalk, I kind of backed myself into a weird corner and I'll explain. And I think everybody's going to roll their eyes at me, but that's why I'm seeking your help. I need help, Gator. This man needs help.
What, they ran out of kale and you had to go with iceberg lettuce?
It's, I'll get to it in a few minutes. Tigers related. Attention, golfers, let Twin Peaks be your new 19th hole. If you're not out hitting the links on these hot summer days, why not? Cool off after your round at your local Twin Peaks. Why go to Twin Peaks? That's easy. For starters, nothing cools you off better than their 29-degree draft beer or cider. They pour all your favorite drafts at a bone-chilling 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for a minimum of 6 hours. There isn't a golf course in the state that could offer that up. Now pair that with food from a scratch kitchen, and you'll want to stay there. You won't want to stay at the course, rather, for a hot dog again. Hand-smashed and seared burgers, house-smoked brisket and ribs, hand-breaded chicken tenders and boneless wings. You got the fresh salads with the homemade dressings. They got it all. It'll help you recoup after a long day on the course. Bring in your scorecard and receive a free chips and queso appetizer to pair with those beers. How about that? What makes it even better? Wall-to-wall TV, so you're not missing any of your favorite teams in action. And you got the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Soccer fans, make sure you head to your favorite lodge Saturday for the Champions League final. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Let's go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, D.
What's up, DK? Gator Kane. What's going on, fellas?
Come on, D.
Hey, D.
Hey, bro, check this out real quick. Can anybody truthfully say that they saw this coming with this Tigers team?
Well,
20 games.
When? When did they? Could they truthfully have said it last August? No.
Okay, DK, that's what I'm trying to get at. No big free agent signing, no big trade, a couple of moves here and there. Now, here we are, damn near 20 games over 500, DK. Think about this, bro. Time the All-Star game get here. We could be 50 games in the win column, maybe more than that. At the All-Star game, DK, who saw this coming, man? This is a shock. This is a surprise. This is an early Christmas present, if you ask me, bro.
Well, I mean, I think people thought they had a really good chance to be good. This good, I would not be being truthful if I thought they'd be this good. And I don't think Gator, you would either.
Nobody, DK.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing. I don't know if you guys noticed, but my man Tommy Caney, did I say his name right?
Caney.
The reliever?
Yeah.
Caney. Bro, he'd be rocking them socks.
Oh, yeah.
Them dark, bro, he'd be rocking them socks with the old English D on it. I wish Kerry Carpenter would switch over. Baez, even Torque, everybody, put them socks on, baby, because they look damn good. And guess what, DK? Love the show, bro. Have a good one.
Thanks, D. I love the way D thinks. I would say this about the socks. Do I love the look? Yes. For most of the Tigers, I'd say whatever you've been doing, keep doing it.
Right, right.
If you haven't worn high socks, don't. If you're in a slump and you want to break out of wear the high socks. But I agree. I think the high socks look sweet.
I haven't noticed them yet.
Okay.
But I do like the high sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the high stirrup.
You know, he's got some swag or aura, as the kids would say, Doug,
yes,
to his sock game.
Aura.
The sock game's got the
sock game has aura.
Yeah, it's got some of the stripes. I can't believe you haven't noticed, Gator. You watch every Tigers game. He's got the old English D.
Yep. No, it's a good look.
I gotta take a see if I can find.
Take a gander. They do have highlights available on the internet, so you can check it out. You can see him. I think Wenciel Perez also had the high socks, and Carpenter. I don't know if he's got them. He's had them. He said he thinks Carpenter should do it. I thought Carpenter did, but I guess this probably isn't germane to the rest of the show. But yeah, I do like the look
of
the high
fashion.
Socks. Well, we're a very fashion-forward program here from 10 to 2.
All right, so I don't see a picture of him with the Tigers wearing a high sock, but with the Yankees. So are we just talking like all the way up to the knee?
Yeah. Now, it'd be odd if he was wearing the Old English D on his socks when he was with the Yankees.
Well, I would find that to be strange. Doug, I just wanted to see if the style was what we were talking about.
Gotcha. Well, we'll get to that during a commercial break. So let me explain what I started doing today. I was trying to figure this team out I was like, okay, they're a little strange. Right? They've got one flashy player. Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
One superstar. Skubal. And then they've got a bunch of dudes that just do their job, right? I mean, they all kind of know their role. They're smartly used. They're put in situations to be successful. There's guys that are in the lineup twice a week, and the next thing you know, Justin Henry Molloy is the game-winning hit. There is malleability. Like, the manager can do all kinds of different things.
Lots of versatility.
Yep. And yet, they're resilient. They're extraordinarily resilient. And the more I started thinking about my description of the Tigers, and I really didn't want to say this. In fact, it made me go look up the definition. Strong and determined in dealing with unpleasant situations. I hate it, but I came up with gritty. And I'm like, no, we're not doing it again.
Wow.
We're not doing it again.
Wow.
That's the definition of gritty. And we're not.
Look at this.
This is so ridiculous.
Look at you.
Every team in Detroit isn't gritty.
Delving into new territory.
See, as I started describing, I'm getting
trailblazer.
I know, right? It's terrible. It's awful. And I refuse to accept it.
You should be an author.
And this.
Or a poet.
But this is where I ask for the audience's help. What word or sentence would you use to describe this team? Because we're not going gritty. I know they've used the gritty Tigers thing. Everybody in Detroit can't.
Gritty kitties.
Yeah. Everybody in Detroit can't be gritty.
And yet. Everybody in Detroit is pretty gritty.
Well, can we do something else? Let's do something else. Let's see. Like, what do you got? There has to be. Like, the gritty thing, you know, I got it. But in a lot of ways, many winning teams are resilient. They do dig down and find.
Well, there's
a word. Yeah. Maybe that's just it. It's been said so much. We got to do something else, right?
So the word that often goes with gritty is gutty.
Yeah.
What's wrong with gutty?
It's too much like gritty.
Okay. How about the word determined?
It could be. Is that what you think? You think that they're just a determined?
No, I think they're very gritty. they are literally, but it's just I think they're very businesslike.
Yeah.
There's so many words you could use to describe this team. I don't know if there's one that encompasses it all. I mean, a style of play
pretty works. You see?
No, I know it works, but I mean, you could do so many other things. Like I've said, we use resilient, we use determined, we use professional. It's businesslike, yeoman. I mean, they just go out and do their job. You know, they're blue collar. They're going to work. Why don't you use that one instead?
So what's funny, right? Maybe we've just reached a point in our lives where everything's been used. Yes. They're good in the corners.
They're the Russian five. Let's go.
Everything's been used in this town, and we're getting to the point in our lives where everything is. But what are they? If they're not gritty, which we could, I guess we could all agree, we're going to do it again, and we've done it already with this team, but is there something else we can use to describe them?
It's so funny, because this morning I heard on the morning show they were talking about the hockey game last night, and Sam Bennett had a goal, and he's a free agent at the end of the season here. And they asked the question, would you rather Sam Bennett or Mitch Marner? And 44% of the people, yes, responded saying they'd like Sam Bennett. He's cheaper and all this.
Right.
But the other thing that you have to say about Sam Bennett is he's gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we love. We just embrace it.
Well, maybe we do. Maybe we just say from here on out, all Detroit teams all the time are gritty. If they're winning, they're gritty. But
well, there's, I mean, like, but if, we've seen teams that weren't, right? Like,
feels really weak.
The Detroit Red Wings, when they were winning Stanley Cups and competing for Stanley Cups year after year for the 20-year run there, part of it was gritty, sure, but they were flashier. You know, that team in the 97, 98, 2002 teams, those were flashy teams. They had tons of talent, and they flashed it in front of you all the time, and you were in awe of it. So we have had different routes to get there, but by and large, why not embrace it?
Well, we can, and maybe we will when it's all said and done. But I just thought...
I mean, you did coin a new word.
Right, exactly. But then you see why I said, I need some help. Is there anything else that better embodies what this team is? It doesn't have to be a word. It can be a sentence. But how would you describe this Tiger team? 248-539-9797.
Prickly.
I mean, maybe.
Abrasive. Sandpaper.
They're young. They're hungry. There's a lot of similarities between them and the Pistons, really.
Yes.
Because it's like they're too young to know any better. Oh, wait, I'm not playing today. Am I supposed to be mad? Am I supposed to be mad I'm not playing?
Right.
Because I'm not.
I'm cool cheering on my teammates. Yeah, we're
gonna go. I'll probably play. I'm just not in the starting line. I don't know.
Oh, Dever said I should be mad.
It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97-1 a ticket. What word or sentence would you use to, how would you describe this? I don't even know if we need to limit it to a sentence, but how would you describe this Tiger team? because I landed on the word gritty again today, and I'm like, all right, there's got to be something else. Every team in Detroit that wins isn't gritty. I mean, maybe they are, and maybe I need to accept it. But it feels a little cliche now, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah. And yet I don't have too much of a problem. I understand what you're saying. I don't have too much of a problem. If anything, I just like throwing the extra word in and say gritty gutty.
Right.
Because I've been saying that for years about a friend of mine. But I do like the term gritty gutty.
248-539-9797. Blaine, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Blaine?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
So a word to describe the Tigers, much like Cade Cunningham, I'd say ethical.
Yeah.
Like you said, the numbers don't pop out at you. They don't have a superstar outside of Skubal. So they're just playing some ethical baseball. They don't score a bunch of runs. They win with pitching. It's just a good brand of baseball.
It really is. It feels old school. It feels, you know, what jumps off the charts is Skubal.
But here's what's going to surprise you and surprise Blaine. Only three teams in baseball have scored more runs.
I know. I realize that.
They do score runs.
They do score runs.
That's fair.
And they do hit well. It's just, there are some of their parts. I mean, they're ranked 11th in batting average. They're fourth in runs scored. Their OPS is 10th in all of baseball. I mean, they're top 10 in a ton of these offensive categories before you even get to pitching. But it's surprising because we talked a little bit yesterday, because they don't have the name. There's not a Shohei Ohtani, a Soto. There's not an Aaron Judge or a Bregman or, you know, any of those guys. Bryce Harper. What they have is a bunch of players that have elevated their play from a year ago significantly. And that's where they're at. You got a couple guys you think, these are who they are. I think Kerry Carpenter is a solid hitter. If he can hit lefties, even better. Riley Green is an all-star. We know what Riley Green is. But Torkelson, lots of doubt on him before the season began. Baez, tons of doubt on him before the season began. And all these other guys, you're like, I don't know, is Dingler good? Sweeney good? McKinstry good? No, how much are we valuing Veerling and all this? And the guys just take a step forward and play better.
Yep. It's just kind of, you sort of expect Dodgers, Yankees, you know, Cubs, Boston with these flashy rosters to be exceptionally good. It's not quite as, this is like just a different way to do it. And it's obviously working. I mean, you look at last year, it was Dodgers and Yankees filled with stars and big names. A couple of years ago, the Astros did it, and the Astros had, I think, 4 all-stars. I'd have to look back. What was it, 2 years ago? The Texas Diamondback. I have to go see how many all-stars Texas had. I just feel like we're not going to be a team that has, you know, a ton of all-stars. We might have more than probably 2, maybe 3. Maybe we get a third one in there.
Here's another word I would use.
I know more will get consideration than ever before.
Well, they're going to get tons of consideration for guys. Like, Torres will get consideration. Dingler's going to get consideration. Baez will get consideration. Torque and Riley Green, all these guys will, right?
Yep.
But there's not one guy that stands out among the offensive group, like head and shoulders. Like, he screams, he's got to be, unless you start comparing it to other players in baseball, and maybe it's just Gleyber Torres that's like that. But the other word I would throw at this team, I want to make sure I'm not stealing anyone's thunder, and I'm not, they're smart, right? They're getting the most out of what they have right now, and they're last in baseball. Last in stolen bases. They don't have great overall team speed, but what they do have is great overall team intelligence and aggressiveness. Taking first to third, doing it at a higher percentage rate than anybody else in baseball, and doing it more often on a percentage basis than anybody else in baseball, that sets them up for success. You go from first to third on a base hit, and now there's one out, you got a chance to bring the run in on a chopper or a fly ball, rather than just depending on getting another timely hit.
Right.
And that's the way that this team has played. They played incredibly smart. They played very sound baseball, not throwing a ball around too much with committing too many errors. You don't see too many wild pitches or pass balls or any of that crap. They just get the job done, and they have great pitching, and it starts with that.
Yeah, it's funny. I look back at that Texas team 2 years ago. They had 4 starters in the All-Star game. Like, teams that are winning World Series and doing it typically aren't doing it like the Tigers do. The Tigers also have been very timely with their hitting that has helped all this. They're fourth in Major League Baseball in batting average of runners in scoring position. So they're putting the ball in play and moving runners over and getting them across the plate. 248-539-9797. Jim is next in Utica. What's up, Jim?
Yes, Doug Gator. I agree with everything you guys are saying. The word grit is overused and overworked. And I'm thinking hard ballers. Sounds obvious, right?
Well, they play hardball.
Start out hardballers. We start out as a kid with wiffle balls, go up to rubber ball, softball. Eventually, you're going to put on mask and cups and hardball. But hard is also difficult, right? Yeah. They're hard to play against.
They are hard
when,
to play against.
The other, pardon?
They are hard to play against.
Yeah, without question.
When the other team has a weakness, they'll exploit it. If we have a perceived weakness, they somehow find a way to cover it up. They're a hard team to play against. They're hardballers.
That's interesting. I mean, I agree that they are a hard team to play against. I'm not sure if hardballers.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're gritty. Can't escape.
I feel like I can't. But it is.
You're gritty, man.
It does apply, I guess. And maybe I just surrender to it.
Oh.
248-539-9797. Let's go to David in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. Hey. I can't concede the gritty thing. And like you said, it's been too overused. So I think of this team as stacked. It's literally stacked with the right components to get the thing done. And if you think of it as a Jenga tower, if the darn thing falls over, then they rebuild the stack again and again until they get it right. And this time they've gotten it right for a sustained period of time. So I think of them as stacked with talent, stacked with the passion, stacked with, you know, a component of the gritty, because the gritty is just one of the things that sort of makes up the character of how this team is working right now.
Interesting description. I mean, you got a lot going on there, but it's funny. I really think Detroiters can't get away from the gritty thing.
We might have to concede. Yeah. I mean, we're still trying, right?
Yes, yeah, we are trying.
But I definitely don't think stacked is the right word. Stacked to me seems like the Dodgers are stacked. We're we're like unstacked.
Yeah.
Short stack.
Yeah, right. Not stacked.
Side dished.
Yeah, stacked. You know who's stacked? The Lions actually are stacked. Like, they got guys everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that roster's stacked. But, and this.
Those Red Wings Stanley Cup teams were stacked.
Yes. And I want to make something clear here, too. I don't want this to come across as disrespect for the talent on the roster, because they are very talented. They're really good at what they do. But you're not going to see people, you know, oh, sweet, I got a Justin Henry Molloy rookie card in other towns.
No.
But if you get an Ohtani rookie card, right? I mean, I guess that's a really unfair comparison. But you are you know, are other towns look at our roster and go, well, of course they're good. I doubt it.
But it's also the players are performing, some of them are performing much better than expected. So you start to look at that lineup and you can recognize, okay, yeah, it's better than average. Mm-hmm. It really is, because the players are they playing above their heads? I don't know if they're playing. That's what we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Are they playing above their heads, or is this simply the right trajectory? I mean, Torkelson was a 1-1. He's supposed to slug the ball, and he does now.
Yeah.
He's tweaked his game, and good for him for figuring things out. Riley Green was, you know, a high first-round pick. He's supposed to be good, and he is. Then he started getting into different territory with guys like Kerry Carpenter, you know, whatever he was, 17th-round pick, and really didn't hit that well in college, and how the hell did he do this? But they've gotten other players. You start thinking about the other offseason acquisitions. The Gleyber Torres acquisition is so fantastic for this team.
Sure is.
And he was a good player in New York. It's not like he was a dog player in New York, comes to the Tigers and they magically resurrect his career. No, he was good in New York. He's having a heck of a season here with the Tigers. He's just picking up where he left off. He's good.
248-539-9797. Derek in Monroe, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to bring up a possibility that they might trade Jake Rogers at the trade deadline, because they got Dylan Dingler now. They're not really playing him.
Well, he's going to play. He's going to play a lot. Jake Rogers is going to play a lot. AJ Hinch said yesterday morning on our morning show, I don't know if you heard it, he said it's going to be like every two Dingler
one
days.
Game per series.
Yeah, and he's, you know, maybe 2 out of 5, 1 out of 3, something like that. But I think you need 2 catchers.
Well, you have to. Every team does without, and they use them like that, because catchers get beat up. You're not going to catch 150 games in the season. That's just not going to happen. So, but to your question about would they trade Jake Rogers? I mean, here's where they could. They could, because they've got a couple of kind of big time catching prospects that are playing at single A and double A right now, but they're still a ways away from getting here. But Nito did a nice job. Tomas Nito, when Jake was hurt, he was just fine as a backup for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would hang on to him. I'm not sure that Jake Rogers would fetch something in return that would help this team win now more than Jake Rogers as a number 2 catcher would help them.
Probably
win now.
Not. I mean, he's a below average hitter, and he's an above average defender, and all the metrics.
Great at framing pitches.
Yeah, and he might be that glue guy that there's no way that they would say goodbye to Jake Rogers at this point.
And sneaky fast.
He gives it his all, man. You got to appreciate that. You know what that
no
is?
No question.
Grit. That's showing grit.
Speaking of Jake Rogers, what about just he did? I don't know if he coined it, but he kind of got, you know, he got the credit for it. Seemed like when he said, "Don't let the Tigers get hot," right?
Yeah.
The Tigers are just hot, man. They're hot.
How about they're just good?
Well, we know that. Yeah, but no, we're trying to like.
But it's better than just being hot. Hot.
It is.
Hot describes you're going to cool off.
Yes,
exactly.
But I'm trying to come up with something that goes on a towel, guys.
That's fair enough.
You can't just say Tigers are good on
a
towel.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're marketing right now.
Yes.
And we're also trying not to say Tigers are gritty again. We're trying to. I mean, like I said, we may just have to surrender to it. All our teams are that are good are gritty. 248-539-9797. There's a word or sentence you would use other than gritty to describe our Tigers. 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders FirstSource has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex and TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Look, I was, you know, trying to figure out how would we describe these Tigers this morning, and we're sitting here talking about them, and we kept landing on the word gritty, and I'm like, eh, okay, I know they've been called the gritty Tigers before, and that whole thing. Every team in Detroit, are we just going to surrender to the fact that they're gritty? Or is there another better word that you would use to describe them, or sentence you would use to describe them? As Kang said, that would look good on a towel. We got a Patrick and Lyndon, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, what's up, Doug and Gator? Love the show.
Thank you.
So I took my son down to Sunday and Monday's game for his 14th birthday.
Wow.
I was 14 and 84, so I told him I have tenacity.
Oh, with
just
a D?
Like we did in 84.
With a D on the end, huh?
With a D, tenacity.
Yeah. Or tenacious.
So I told him, this is the year, man. This is the pick of destiny. Oh. I feel like we're going to go all the way, just like we did in 84.
So something symmetrical about them doing it when you were 14, and now this season when your son is 14. And I'm not sure how to counter that argument. I think it's locked up.
Plus, he went all Tenacious D.
Yep.
Tenacious D.
Yep.
No, destiny of the pick, yeah.
They are tenacious. There's so many things. By the way, all these words, you know, that are getting used, kicked around to describe them. There's so many things that I think every, like, coach wants their team to be. Relentless, tenacious, gritty, resilient, all these.
So latch on to it. Let's go. We got a bunch of words there. That's good. You want to avoid gritty? Here you go. Tenacious is great.
Got a whole bunch
dogged,
of other ones.
Determined, hardy.
Let's go to
resolute.
Ed next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, I was calling about, I was at the game yesterday. The Tigers batted in 8 innings. That's 24 outs, 16 of them were strikeouts. They win the game. The day before, the same thing, 13 strikeouts. They win that game. I think they're kind of on the lucky side. This is going to eventually catch up with them, all these strikeouts with men, especially on second and third.
Well, they're one of the best teams in baseball with runners on second and third, but they do strike out a lot. That is absolutely true. And yet, because they have been, if they're not striking out, they've been putting the ball in play and getting hits. I think they're fourth in the majors. Hold on, give me a second. They are the top team in the American League in terms of batting average with runners in scoring position.
And they've struck out the fourth most times in baseball.
They do strike out a lot. You're right.
How about in the last, let's say the last 10 or 15 games, where are they batting at with runners on second and third?
I'd have to.
I mean,
isolate.
I don't know myself, but I got to think it's bad.
Well, I mean, they did go through a losing streak, so it's going to, you know, skew things a little bit, but now they're on a 4-game win streak, so.
Yeah. I mean, the two games you mentioned, they did win them both.
They win the games, but they got all these strikeouts, and this is eventually going to catch up with them.
So, Ed, the thing about it is, and nobody likes the strikeouts, but let's also not hold them up to a perfect standard. As I've said a million times, there's really no perfect team. Teams have their flaws. Right now, the Tigers' flaws are way outweighed by their strengths, and their flaws are far fewer and less punitive than just about everybody else's.
Look, I think strikeouts can be alarming at times, and we've seen this team strike out a lot at times. But as long as they're scoring, you put up with it, because some of that is a result of that. I mean, you're swinging. You're looking to put the ball in play, And they have. It's up to the Tigers to make adjustments, up for other teams to make adjustments too. Meanwhile, they've scored the fourth most runs in baseball while striking out the fourth most. So it's give and take. The caller doesn't think that that's sustainable. They're 37-20. You go back over the last 100 games, it's an amazing record for the last 100 games.
Yeah.
So maybe it is sustainable. As long as you're getting a timely hit, which is what they kind of prey on, it works.
Well, do they counter that? Let me just look at something. Because what really matters, all right, so this is interesting. The Tigers, do you have the Tiger strikeout numbers in front of you?
Yes.
How many times they struck out as a team?
510.
Okay. So they have struck out 495 batters. They have they are top four in the majors in striking the other team out. So they're able to counterbalance a little bit because of what they do to you. That helps them overcome that.
Well, and we've said all along, their pitching is great.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Rod is next. Hi, Rod.
Hi, how you doing?
Sorry, Rod. I'm going to cut you off. We're going to reject the idea that the word to describe the Tigers is lucky, as the previous caller, like he wanted to use the word lucky. We're flat rejecting that. Sorry, Rod. Go ahead.
Yes, that's all right. Well, I've been listening, and so I like the tenacious Tigers as opposed to ethical. I think they're more tactical. As far as hardballers, I just think they're ballsy. And I think that overachievers, they are gutsy overachievers.
So
overachieving that means that you're saying they're playing above their heads. And I don't know if that's the case.
You know, maybe the best thing to, because one of the things I was thinking about, I think AJ Hinch and this staff get the most out of what they have. I think they're used at optimal times to have players be successful. And I guess maybe the more I keep circling back, they're well coached. It's not just the manager. It's hitting coach, pitching coach. It's everybody. I think they're really well coached because I don't think of them as overachieving, but I do think that they are getting the most. Whatever Zach McKinstry has in him, whatever his potential is, he's reaching it. And it's not true of everybody, but I think it's true of enough of them.
Well, you're also seeing a young team that's starting to develop, right? Mm-hmm. Colt Keith has had an awesome month of May. Like he's hitting, I wrote these numbers down in my show sheet, but he's hitting like 280 something with a 860 OPS in the month of May. I mean, that's good to see. He has hit 11 extra base hits in his 71 at bats this season. You know, all the while he's playing three different positions, you know, two positions on the field between first and second base, and he's also DHing. They're trying to find ways for him to play. But now that this team is getting healthier, it's harder to. Plus, with the reinsertion of a good Spencer Torkelson into this lineup, now that you really are shuffling along, and when you get more outfielders get healthy, then what do you do with Kerry Carpenter and all this? I mean, there's a lot of balancing that goes on a daily basis with AJ Hinch because he's got all these bats he wants to use, but you have to be judicious about it.
Let's go to Ashton next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ashton.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
So I think, you know, from last year, seeing us, you know, get far into the playoffs, I think we have what it takes to get to the World Series. I really do think we can make a good run. And we are a really good team right now. We have a grit going team. You know, we've got rid of some players and we've got some good players on our team. I really do think we can go really far.
Okay, you really think so. Is there anything specific? Why just they have good players is what you offered up, but is there anything else?
I think our players are doing good, and I think our coaching staff is doing really good. And I know we had a really, you know, really good year last year, and then we had to end it, you know, really sorry. But I think it's all up to the coaches and all to the team members. You know, we're doing real good this year. We really got a good record. And I think if we all just keep doing what we're doing, we can make it to the World Series.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
I got the word or words for the towel.
Okay.
Tigers. Jared Goff. All right, mail me my check.
Yeah. There you go.
That's funny. Let's go to Greg in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Greg.
Hi, guys. That was funny.
Yeah, it's good.
But, guys, I really want to say, I don't think grit to me is overused, because grit is more symbolically kind of associated with where the city comes from, and it's like our teams are taking on the personality to where the city comes from, and that you can say Detroit has been a grit city from where it comes from to go through the economic diversity that the city has gone through, and now and you can symbolically or look at it how our teams have progressed, the Lions. You know, 3 years ago, almost making it to the playoffs, you know, grit ball associating with a city because it's a blue collar town. So I think grit is more so than fitting. And even with the Tigers from coming from last year, you know, what happened at the end of last year to now is symbolic to where the city has come from. And even with the Pistons, of course, from where they came from last year to where they are now. And it takes some intestinal fortitude with that, which is a personality and identity of the city of Detroit. So I don't think it could ever be used, but I do think that if there's a progression of winning and the mindset begins to change, then maybe the word will grow and mature to something else. But right now, I think all our teams...
You're accepting. They're gritty. They're just gritty. Okay. Hey, I mean, you might be right. Like I said, we may have to just surrender to the fact that this team actually also is gritty. I was laughing this morning. I'm like, God, it feels like it applies. Is this just too cliche to do? So we're looking for other descriptions or sentences you would use to describe what is currently the best team in baseball. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.